In Parashas Pinchas, the Torah discusses those who are going to inherit the land. They took the census from 20 to 60, and it says, "Leila techachek techalek es haaretz," and these are going to be those who we're going to get to go into Eretz Israel. That's the Pashtus Hapasuk. There's an interesting Rav Zevin, I think, brings down on Parashas Pinchas a story with the Baal Shem Tov. That the Baal Shem Tov used to always travel together with his group of Hasidim all over. He used to take them on trips. So he went to an inn one time and he stayed there, and I think someone was getting married. So there was a bird chirping. So he said, "Do you know what the bird's saying?" They said, "No, I have no idea. We don't speak bird talk." He said, "I'll tell you." It says, he's quoting a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. So the Hasidim had no clue what the Rebbe meant. First, it wasn't Parshas Pinchas, and that was the end of it. Years later, what happened was that this person decided he wanted to go and move to Eretz Yisrael, and his wife didn't want to go. All the families here, the kids, "I'm not going anywhere." And he divorced his wife. So it says, because of this mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that's going to cause this person to get divorced. That's what the Baal Shem Tov said it over. So in fact, so Rav Shlomo Kluger points out, well, there's a Mishnah in Ksuvah which talks about the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, and it says, any the spouse that doesn't want to go, they're responsible for breaking up the marriage and chayiv and they have to give a ksuva. So they point out that Rav Shlomo Kluger points out that when do we say that the spouse who doesn't want to move is responsible, and either you get a ksuva or you don't, depending on which one. That's if you're going to Eretz Yisrael l'shma, for the sake of the mitzvah. If you're going to Eretz Yisrael because of parnasa, you want to go because family, or you like the weather, or you like the shwama, or you're going for some other reason, so then the halacha doesn't apply. How does Rav Shlomo Kluger know that? He says, there's a similar halacha we have by Abba Shaul in the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara talks about the mitzvah of Yibam and the mitzvah of Chalitza. So the Gemara says, Yibam kodem Chalitza, it's a bigger mitzvah, you could do Yibam. You could, you build up the brother's name and etc. However, Bizman Azeh, we don't do Yibam anymore, we do Chalitza. So Abba Shaul says, because now, when do we say you do Yibam, which involves an Isser of Eishes Ach, marrying your brother's sister, your brother's wife, is if you're doing it Lishma. But if you're doing it because you find her attractive, or because she has a lot of money, or the Yichas, or whatever reason you're doing it, so then there is no mitzvah. So therefore, it's us to do. Rav Chaim Moser points out that's only Abba Shaul, must only be a din d'rabbanan, because he holds it's hutra, that there is no isser, so therefore if you have it's hutra, so there is no problem. However, to divorce your wife, to go to Eretz Yisrael, to divorce your wife against her will is an isser, is an aveira. So they don't permit you to do a mitzvah unless it's lishma, and since it might not be lishma, so if it's not lishma, so you're not entitled, you would be entitled still to provide your wife with the ksuva. And we have this, we have this in other areas about, like Rav Chafetz Chaim writes by Lashon Hara, that even in the cases when it's permitted, but if you don't like the person, you shouldn't be the one saying it, because it's only mutter if it's lishma, but you might have a negiyah bedavar, so it doesn't work. Or if Tzedek HaKohen says by administering makis, it's a mitzvah, but if the person who you're giving makis you don't like, it's us for you to do it because you're not doing a l'shem mitzvah, you have a from a negiya, you're a nogeya bedavar. And in fact, that's the whole concept, perhaps, why ase docha los ase. If it's techuya, we don't really have all the examples we don't really have today, because we don't permit you to do an aveira if it's if it's hutras, then we could talk about it. But if it's something which is dechuyit, dechiyas iser, we're concerned you're not doing l'shem shamayim, and therefore it's a no-go. In fact, as they say over, that we know we had in the beginning of the parasha, we had Pinchas, bekanoes kenasi besocham, he was a kanoi. That's as some say, the last kanoi l'shem shamayim was Pinchas. It's very hard for anyone to do something kulo l'shem shamayim, and therefore anytime there's a dechia sister, we stay away, whether we stay away from Yibam and we do Chalitza, or we don't assume that is an isser of divorcing your wife, so we don't permit you, if you're doing it for other reasons, to get out of paying the ksuba.